Chevra, it's a big schuss to be back together here. And Baruch Hashem, already 2 weeks ago, we continued to learn together on Thursday nights for the first time in a while at Yosef's bias in Yosef's backyard. And then last week, Shir was in Camp Hask. So we already started getting back into the kviyas of Thursday night Shir, but this is the first time we're back at the Mokum where we generally learn our house. And Bez Hashem, it's supposed to be back together, and Bez Hashem, hopefully by next week, we'll be lifted up to Shalayim Eir HaKodesh. We're all yearning to be there these days more than ever, with everything we've been through, and just the mere fact that they're not letting us in the country creates a deep tshuka. So Bez Hashem, we should be zoyche by next week to all be there together, learning Torah and Yishalayim Eir HaKodesh. All the Torah tonight should be for Refuah Shleima, continue to Refuah Yeshuas Bez Hashem. We should hear B'tzuras Tovos for Ami's mother, Chai Esther Yita, Bas Fei Gadina. Bez Hashem should have a big Refuah, Bekarov. Amen. We'll be back together very, very soon, Ami. Amen. So Mami's sitting here together, moments into El. Elul began just mamish moments ago. It was Rosh Chodesh Elul already today, but that was the last day of Av. And now we're finally in Elul. And all week, we already started to feel it. All week, we started to already have a kesher to Elul. The days of Ani Lado Devido Dili, after we're Mavarchin Chodesh Elul. Hopefully we felt that. The world we live in, the world doesn't feel what the world used to feel of Elul. When you open up Svarim and you read Svarim about the Tzadikim, how Tzadikim took to Elul, when they just heard Mavarchin Chaydish Elul and Shul, Mamish Yidin would faint, would be shaking, understanding how awesome these days are, how powerful these days are, how chashiv these days are. Say it over every year that I'll never forget. Shabbos Menachem Elul, when I was just married, I was living in Kew Garden Hills on Jewel Avenue, 13718. One of our close friends who lived underneath us, our closest of friends today, sent us a picture of our doorway. It was there in Queens. Passed by. It was a very special time, the beginning of marriage, and as we have many chassanim at the table that very recently have started marriage. That beginning, when you start the yisod of your life together. And I had living underneath me a very special woman, Mrs. Grossman. And Mrs. Grossman, on Shabbos Kodesh, she'd sit outside, she'd take a folding chair and just put it right outside the door. It was a garden apartment. There were four apartments in the one door. Two downstairs, two upstairs. We were upstairs on the left side, she was right underneath us. And she would sit outside in a folding chair. I remember Shabbos Baruch Hanel going outside. I said, Ms. Grossman, good Shabbos, how you doing? She says, you know, I went to shul this morning. I said, yeah, I know. Ms. Grossman always went to shul. She's the daven in Gizel Kew Garden Hills. She started lamenting to me how sad it was, how upset she was about shul. I said, what was wrong? What was wrong about shul? It was Mavarach in Chodesh El. I said, I know. Wasn't it beautiful? She says, Mavarach in Chodesh El. And I looked around, I didn't see one person crying. I didn't see one person shaking. She said, I remember in Europe, even the fish in the sea would be shaking. That's what she said to me. She remembered what was. From the last dar. So we could at least learn about it, we could at least hear about it, and understand that these are powerful, awesome days. But what's our avoda? There's so many areas to focus on. And Vada, Mir Tashem, each and every one of us this week, Bez Hashem, is going to go back and get back into yeshiva. Hopefully, not that we've ever stopped learning through Bein HaZmanim, but back into a new Zman of, and which is Chadshus. Some will be in new yeshivas you've even been in. And hopefully that will be very, very special to get back into the structured day that we have in yeshiva. But there has to be so much more than that. It's not just that we're learning like we've always learned. There's something much bigger. There's a famous Magala Mukos. Mgala Mukos is based on a Zohar. It's a Zohar in Yisro and Ches on the Beis. And the Zohar in Yisro there explains how the months are split up and were taken by Yaakov and Esav. And Yaakov notel beraza delay train yarcha nisam v'ir v'zkolol iya beraza desivan diya toimim. Yaakov took and grabbed onto in his months of the summer months, just splitting up those months, not talking about the winter months now, the summer months, he took Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Pesach and Shavuos, Yer Somer, this tremendous gevaldik zman in the Jewish calendar, those are months of Yaakov Vinu. This all goes on to say how came along Esav, and Esav took Tammuz and Av. Tammuz and Av are the most difficult months in the Jewish calendar. Shivas or B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Ben HaMitzarim, very difficult time. Very difficult time. And really, it's you can see from the Zohar, Elul was supposed to be also Esav's. Elul was also supposed to be Esav's. After all, all things have to be, they're twins. It has to be even. If Yaakov Avinu had Nisan near Sivan, so comes Esav, you have Tammuz of Elul. However, he lost Elul. He lost Elul to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu snatched Elul away. The Megala Mukos explains, B'derech Remez, in a deep way, that's what it means. In the Torah, one says that V'yodo Ochezes Be'ekev Esav. Right? When Yaakov Avinu came out, when Esav came out and Yaakov came out of their mother's womb of Rivka Imenu, so it says that Yaakov was Yodo Ochezes Be'ekev Esav. His hand was grabbing onto the heel of Esav. He was pulling the heel of Esav. He was pulling the end of Esav. So if Esav has Tammuz of El, what's the end? The end is El. Yodo Ochezes Be'ekev Esav. He took away the Ekev, the heel of Esav. He took away El. That's what the Megala Mukos is Mechadish based on the Zohar. So we see that El, this man, was supposed to be Esav's, and Yaakov took it for us, Baruch Hashem. But you know what that tells us, and Rav Shor explains very beautifully, but it's an achrayas, that Elul therefore is a war. Elul is a machama between Yaakov and Esav. Elul is, it's really, here you have Esav's month that's being snatched by Yaakov Avinu. They're going at it. And that's lenitzchias. That's for all generations. That means Elul is a zman that we're fighting with Esav, who's the Yetzirah ultimately, more than any other month in the year. And we have to recognize this milchama that we're about to enter into, that we've just actually entered into about a couple hours ago, not even an hour ago. We just entered into this milchama with the Yetzirah. So what should we focus? How do we defeat Esav? How do we defeat and make sure we're victorious and we hold on to this Elul, which we want, the way Yaakov Avinu did? So where else do we see that Yaakov fought with Esav? If we analyze that fight that we know, which is more revealed to us, we could understand this fight that's a little more hidden, that we have to try to be masbir of the month of Elul. So where do we know? Yaakov fought with the Sar Shel Esav. Yaakov, literally, physically, and spiritually, Yaakov, he fought. Take the chair. Anyway, Yaakov fought with the Sar Shel Esav. And it was a real mechama. Esav hit him hard. Esav damaged him. Esav hit him in the Gid Anasha. Ultimately, Yaakov was victorious. Ultimately, we came up on top. That's the fight between Yaakov and Esav. If we understand that fight, maybe we can understand this mechama as well. We've spoken about this fight before. Maybe some of the Chevra remembers. When did that fight take place? When did you say? This fight took place on Tisha B'Av. Chaim Sofer was Megala and others. It was actually the first occurrence of Tisha B'Av, which makes sense if you stop and think about it for a minute, because it was Koiveya, that Tisha B'Av is a day that the Umos Oilam could hit us a little bit, damage us a little bit. Ultimately, we're always victorious. ultimately there's going to be a Bayis Shlishi and we're going to come up on top, like Yaakov defeated Esav. But what gave the ability for the Umos Olam to even damage us a little bit, which is what all Tisha B'Av represents, all the Nisyonos of all, and all the tragedies of history, it was because the Sar Shel Esav damaged us in the Gidon Asha. That happened on Tisha B'Av. But if we understand what caused us to fall, we can understand how to be victorious and how Yaakov was ultimately victorious. What caused Yaakov to fall? What caused and gave the ability for the Eitzahar, for the Esav, to, on some level, damage Yaakov? You know, listen closely, Chevra. What I'm about to say, I can only say because I've seen it in Svarim. There's not a Torah I would ever be Mechadish on my own. Because it's scary to say, but I could say it because the Halakha told us Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Bashem HaKadosh said it. And for those who need a little more of a Litvish Lev, and the Svarno says it as well. And in more modern day Chassidus, the Tziva Shalom has a beautiful piece on it if you want to read it inside as well. The Slanim Rebbe and Parshas Vayishlach. And they say all as follows. We all know famously, and we know it famously because it was turned into a song. And if on the surface it's strange why it's a song. Vayavaser Yaakov levado, vayeove kishimo, right? Vayavaser Yaakov levado, Yaakov was left alone, vayeove kishimo. And that's when this man, the Sar Shel Esav, fought with him. Comes and told Yaakov Yosef, comes to Svarno. And they say as follows. You know, we think when we read that pasuk, when we sing that song, it means Yaakov was physically alone. And therefore, the Sar Shel Esav fought with him. He went back to get the Pachim Ktanim. He was alone. It's true, he was physically alone. But that doesn't give Sar Shel Esav the ability to fight with him. For whatever again, this Yaakov Avinu is on a level we can't even imagine. Again, I can only say these words because these tzaddikim said it. And I trust it told Yaakov Yosef, and I trust the Svarno with my life, so I could say such a thing. This pasuk means where for these moments, even a Yaakov Avinu, for whatever reason, was disconnected, was alone, even from Hashem. He didn't feel, he wasn't connected to Hashem for those moments. And that's when Esav has the ability to hit us, to be victorious in this Mochama, this constant Mochama, and this Mochama that we're having now in El. It's when you don't feel Hashem by your side. Vayavaser Yaakov levado, vayeove kishimo. The Rambam Merchuchin goes on at length, and I should have brought it to read. How Mamish, he says, if a person is feeling connected to Hashem, if a person Mamish feels Hashem by his side, he can't be damaged one drop ever. There's no such thing. It's when Vayavaser Yaakov, which we're Bnei Yisrael, we're Yaakov, levado vayavi kishimo. And therefore, what if the month of El, Fi the Begalamukos that we explained, is the month of our Mochama with Esav, of grabbing on and taking away from him, which is for all generations what El is about? What's then our Avoda? More than anything else, our Avoda is, yes, of course, to work on ourselves and to grow and to daven with Kavana and learn with Asmad and be Metakin our Midas and all the little things we take upon El. But what's the grand Avoda? What's the global Avoda? Just develop a deeper, more special, more real, constant relationship with Hashem. Feel Hashem by our side every moment. And if we feel Hashem by our side every moment, we will be victorious. We'll be Matzliach. That's why the most famous of all the Rashi Tevos of Elul is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Of all of them, there are a lot of them. Why is that the one we focus on more than any? Es Levavcha, Es Levav Zarecha. Go on and go. Many, right? Ish L'Reil Matanus L'Vyonim. There are many, many, many. Lo and Lo, right? Lo Anachnu, and Mizma Soida. There are many. Lule Amanti, Lule. Okay, I'm going to stop before we just take over the whole shiur. You get the point. But why is that? But the one that's most famous, if you ask anyone, tell me, Rashi Tevos El, Anila Doi Dividoi Dili. Why? Where's it say anywhere that that's more important than any other one? Where's it say anywhere? So what's Sakba? Where's it say anywhere that that's the most important? It's just a Remezel Dover. No, because it's the essence of what it's all about. The essence of what it's all about is developing this Kesher Shel Kayama with the Eibishter. this relationship with our Eibishter that's so strong. There are Yidden who daven 3 times a day, who learn 8 hours a day, who say every bracha they're supposed to, where tzitzis are nizer and shmir, and I am completely to the highest of levels, and don't think about Hashem one moment. It's robotic, it's mechanical. It's not what the Eibishter wants. The Eibishter wants us to be thinking about Him. The Eibishter wants us to build a relationship with Him. The Eibishter wants us to be one with Him. And that's going to be our Shmira. That's what protects us when I walk away from the base medrash as well. Because I'm in a relationship with Hashem. It's not just when I'm there, I'm protected. I walk away, I'm that same person because it's real. It's a relationship that I've built. And it's going to protect me in the difficult times as well when there are nisyonos in life, there are challenges in life. It has to be a real kasher. I have to build a sense of amun and bitachon. You know what we should start doing? We're going to start a new zman. I'll give you an eitzah what to do, new zman. I'm not talking now. Amelis, Betoyer, Asmad, you all will have that. I don't need it. I'm looking around at Bnei Torah who want that. You want an eitzah? Every time before we start learning, before our morning seder, before our second seder, before our night seder, or any number of those that we're able to do at this point in our life, whatever it is, before I open my Gemara, you think to yourself and just say it. I'm about to hug the Rabbi Nishalm. Or I'm about to learn with the Rabbi Nishalm. I'm about to develop a deeper relationship with the Rabbi Nishalm. Understand what you're about to do. It's not that I'm learning Baba Metzia, or I'm learning Ksuvis, and I'm going to understand Chveis Nish Pesach Psuach and go through the whole Shei Shmaisa of understanding all Roiv and Chazakos and everything that is there, which is so beautiful and awesome. But if it's only that Chochma, that wisdom, without recognizing this is the Chochma Elokis, this is Ein Sof because the Rabbeinu Shalom that I'm getting to know better through this Chachma. I'm building a relationship with Hashem through this Chachma. I'm not just learning Gemara. I'm learning Hashem. And that's how I develop a deep relationship with Hashem. I'm hugging Hashem. As the Baal Tanya says, we say here all the time. Make a photocopy of that line in the Baal Tanya and put it on the front of your Gemara that you say it every day. I'm about to hug the Rabbeinu Shalom. How beautiful, how awesome. My whole day will be different. My learning will be different. It's a different Avodah. And I'll walk away with Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li every time before Shemon Asrei. Not just I'm davening Shemon Asrei and reading the Hebrew reading exercises. Like my Rebbe, Menachem Tzvi Finkel, Zeches Adikosh V'Racha, told me, every time I say Shemon Asrei, to stop and just think for a few seconds, I'm about to walk into the palace of Hashem and talk to Hashem. Just think about that. It changes the whole Hagdara of what we're doing. It's a relationship. That's what it's about. That's what Elul needs to be. And that's how we defeat Esav. That's where I'll never have Ayavas or Yaakov Levado. And that's how I'll always defeat Esav. You know, the Arizal brings down, whoever learns Bnei Yisachar is going to know that the month of Pia de Golem is the month of God. That Elul is God. Why is Elul God? Why is Elul God? The way Elul is God. If you look in Parshas Vayechi, something incredible about God. Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Yutes. What'd you say? Yeah. I can't hear you. Eliyahu. It's true as well. Halvai. We should be Zoyche, but we're not there yet. You're beyond. Your steps beyond me. We'll get there. Meretz Hashem. The pasuk says, God gadud yigudenu, v'hu yagud akev. God, its troops are marching in, and and the troops will march back on its heels. And Rashi there explains, what does that mean? Kol gedudav, all its troops. Right, God, we know, settled on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. Right? We're not going to get into that right now. Tonight, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. But they went and fought. Kol gedudav yeshuva akvam lenachlasam. All their troops will return to their nachla, to their possession, to what on the other side of the Yarden. Shilakhu bever Yarden. Velo yipakim amish. Not one will be lost. God wins wars. God went to war and didn't lose one soldier. The month of God, we have to win this war. This is the war with Esav. How did God win the war? Were God the mightiest? Were God the strongest? Were God mamish? Were they working out in the gym all day? I don't. Not that I believe. I don't know. You know what gut is? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuvdalad tells us what gut is. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuvdalad, any of you ever learned Daf Yomi these days? It's already over a month ago anyways. When Kuvdalad, Lamaisa goes to the Aleph Pais. And what to say Gimel Dalad is? Gemilas Dalim. So gut is Gemilas Dalim. What is Gemilas Dalim? Helping the poor, helping the impoverished. Who's able, Rav Shore explains, who's able to help the poor? You know who's able to help the poor? Someone who has tremendous emunah bitachon that Hashem is by his side, taking care of him every moment. Because if I know everything I have is for Hashem, and Hashem's going to take care of me, I'm happy and excited to help someone else. When I think it's all about me, and I've earned it all, it's harder to help others. Because first of all, I'm gaivadik about what I have. Who are you to take mine? It's mine. It's mine! Number one. Number two, if it's all mine, I'm afraid where's the next going to come from? If I help you, what's going to be with me? But if I know that everything's from the Eibishter, I know that everything I have is from the Eibishter, I know the Eibishter's watching over me. First of all, anything I have, it's not mine. What's it mine? It's yours. Here, take.
Here.
It's yours! Okay, Shandy will kill me. She got this for my birthday, but you get the point, right? It's for my wife. You can't do such things. Your wife gets you something, you don't give it away. Anything else you could give away. Lamaisa, it's a lesson to the little chassanim. And when she gets it to you and you don't like it, you love it. Oh, you love it. It's the nicest watch. It's the nicest wallet. It's the nicest you've ever seen in your life. Your mom is, you love it. You wear it. You wear it. You. It's your favorite thing you've ever seen. You know? Anyways, Lamaisa. So when you have that, I'm going to be talking. Then you're able to help others. You're able to give to others. You want to give to others. Because you're so close to Hashem. So you want to give to Hashem. Those are the people that win wars. Because you think wars are dependent on our physical finesse. Look at the wars that, like, look at the miracles in Eretz Yisrael that we went against all the Arab nations. Mamish, you ever go and learn about the wars in Eretz Yisrael? They make absolutely no sense. Nisim upon Nisim upon Nisim. We destroyed the whole Egyptian Air Force in like 10 minutes. They were like 10 times more powerful than us. Why? We did nothing. Eibishter. Rav Goren went and took over the old city by himself. The rabbi with a chauffeur. You know? Literally. See, that was his weapon. His weapon was the chauffeur, which is our weapon starting tomorrow morning. That's our weapon. The coil of the neshama. Because it's the Eibishter. That's how you win wars. And that's how we win wars against Esav. You win wars when you, and like by Amalek, when we put our hands up in Shemayim. What is it, putting our hands up? We've said this Fasemes, Deilu Fasemes, he says this by Parsha Zohar. He says, you put your hands up, your hands are your Kli Maisim. You put them above your heads to say, I don't understand anything. It's all Eibishter. It's all Eibishter. That's when we win wars. So God is a Muna B'tochum. God is a relationship with Hashem. That's this month. You know who's buried in God? The Farish, Rashi and Vizos HaBracha. You know who's buried in God? You know who's still right now in the Chalak of God? Who knows who's in the Chalak of God? Arabs, right? Arabs are in the Chalak of God right now. Bistamis, right? They may very Yardin. You know who's there? Kisham Chelkas Mechoike, Pazuk Lamik, Perak Lamik, Gim Pazuk of Alav Zos HaBracha. Sham Chelkas Mechoike, Ksofun. The lawgiver is hidden over there. The one who's choikik, who etched out the laws. You know who that is? Rashi says. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Chelak God. Moshe's all Amunah. Moshe's all Bitachon. The Gemara in Tainis, Davtez says the Mon was in the Schus of Moshe. What's Mon? The Mon is the strongest representation, understanding that everything we have is from Hashem. So in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Amunah and that Bitachon. And where does he go, God? And that's this month. That we, each and every one of us, we need to just strengthen. It's not a, yes, of course the details all matter. As we spoke about in a 5-minute vart, 2 weeks ago by Yosef's house, the details matter because if you really are in a relationship, you understand that the details matter. But the relationship is much bigger than the details. The details are meaningless if you don't have the relationship. If the Ava is not there, the Emunah is not there, the Bitachon is not there. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. The way we learn, the way we daven, our machshava within it. And so sadly, it's missing. We need it. We need to know everything we have is from Hashem. We have nothing without Hashem. Every moment's from Hashem. In the summer, I was giving a shiur to the waitresses in camp. One night, late at night, it was very beautiful. They mamash asked for Torah late at night. It was like a 10:30 at night thing. They wanted Torah. They opened the canteen so they could have some food also, but they wanted Torah. So that's Emes. So I was giving a shiur to the waitresses. And I gave a shiur, it was early in the summer. So I said, what am I going to talk to the waitresses about? I spoke to the waitresses about giving and recognizing that their whole avodah is emulating Hashem and being a giver and helping others and giving to others. That's what you're doing as a waitress. I'm going to go through all the Torah and the stories now. At the end of the whole thing, a few girls raised their hand. They had a few questions. And one girl raises her hand. Very special tzaddikus, this girl. Listen to what she says to me. She says, because I was giving this about giving, she wanted to help everyone see how good it feels to give and care for others. She says to me that in her home, so whenever she and her siblings, they grow out of their clothing, so they always go together with their mother, and they go and they put it in chvestish, these bins, you know, that to collect the donation bins that they have in different places.
The bands with the flat tires.
Yeah, yeah, right. by Rubens, they have it over there. Yeah. Everyone knows, exactly, yeah. So they put them in the bins. Wait, listen, so she says, that wasn't enough. She says, one time this year, right after she put a bunch of clothing in one of the bins, she's walking, and she saw a girl wearing her clothing. She knew whatever was on it, she knew it was hers, it was for sure hers. She said she saw a girl wearing her clothing. And she said it felt so good, it was so special to know that she was helping someone and caring for someone. This young girl told me this was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful, just that, again, the way she said it, and the way she wasn't saying it like in a chesnish, being gaivit, like in Shongol. She was saying it to help everyone understand how good it feels to help others, how special it is to help others, and to see other people gaining for what you're doing. So I was thinking about it, that girl who received this, she has no idea who it came from. So on one hand, that's very beautiful. That's one of the highest levels of tzedakah, as we know, to give in benister in a hidden way. So she shouldn't be embarrassed, and she shouldn't feel embarrassed that she's taking. It's one of the highest levels. The Rambam goes through one of the highest levels. Higher than that is giving a job, giving a loan. But right under that, in giving, give benister, yasla, the heilige yasla, right? So she, but there's also a chisaron in the fact that you don't know who gave it to you. The mail is you don't feel embarrassed. The chisaron is you can't say thank you. You don't know who to thank. So you can't say thank you. Because if you're gaining something and you're taking, you want to be able to say thank you. You're indebted to say thank you. That the moida is not just to thank, it's to admit that you owe someone something. I was thinking about it, but what about us? We take and take and take and take. We wake up in the morning, and you know how much we take? What were we just given? We're giving our health, we're given the ability to live, we're given the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to speak. We're given such beautiful lives. Look, the fact that we're here, and we have our heads on straight, look at the world, forget about everything. Look at the corona and the chvesnes, let's not even go into that now. But look at, through that all, what we saw the world, that it's so full of sheker. We spoke about the sheker here once, a couple months ago. The sheker of the world. But Hashem, just to think that we have our head on straight, that we know how to think logically and normally. That we care to be here on a Thursday night, and to learn Torah, and to grow, and we understand what's important in this world. We have so much to be, and we have beautiful families, and we have so much to be thankful for. Guess what? We know who to thank. We know who it all comes from. We're not like that girl wearing that clothing. We have the ability to say thank you, Hashem, about every little thing in our life. That's awesome. So let's live like that. Let's live with Hashem every single moment. That's the avoid of Elo, Anila Dodi Vidodi Li. It's not about the learning. It's not about the davening. It's about the relationship. Oh, but once you have the relationship, you want to learn more. You want to daven more. Vada. But if I'm learning and davening without building a relationship, it's nothing. It's not what it's about. I'm telling you, the biggest avodah we could do is before we open up our Gemara every single Seder, I'm about to hug Hashem. Tlambiyu says, Nefesh Chaim basically says it. That's what the old Shardal of Nefesh Chaim is telling you about learning Musar before you learn, because that's what he means. That's what he's saying to you. Every time we daven, it's not just I show up to shul like Rav Salvage, you say, check, I did daven. I want to know that I daven. No, I want to daven because I want to build a relationship with Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. That's El. El's Gematria 67. Exactly, Kol Tov. Kol Tov. It's all good. I know it's all good. I know it's all from Hashem. It's not my own. I saw it. But Kol Tov, it's all from Hashem. It's all good. The more we recognize that, the more we know that, that was a Yaakov Avinu as well. That's a Yaakov. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. Esav says, Yeshli Rov, right? Yeshli Rav. I have a lot. I want, meaning I want more. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. I have everything. I'm good. Because it's all from Hashem. What's one way we could work on this relationship? Besides for, again, the mindset, the machshavos before we learn, before we daven. Shkoyach, thank you. The Hilgi Beis Yisrael, he says that Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, which represents this relationship with Hashem, I am to my beloved is to me, is Soife Tevas Yud 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 Yud. Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. That's 40. As we all know, connected to 40 days from today until Yom HaKippur. But he says, what's that Yud represent? Now, it's already brought down that Sefer Yetzirah brings down Yud is the letter of this month also. Every month has a letter. Yud is this month. He says that Yud represents Shabbos Kodesh. And the four Yuds are the four Shabbosos of El. Yud, 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 Yud. I was thinking maybe because Yud, we know the Chazal tells you Yud created Olam Haba. Hey represented Olam created Olam Hazeh. Yud is Olam Haba. So therefore, Shabbos Kodesh is main Olam Haba, right? So Yud represents Shabbos, Bnei Yisrael says. On Shabbos, we enter Beis Knozov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Shema, right? Shabbos, we enter the Beis Knozov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, we enter into the Mamish, the treasury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're one with Hashem. If there's one day a week that I know I'm one with Hashem, it's on Shabbos. Hopefully it's every day. We have to build that. But on Shabbos, we disconnect from everything in the world. It's just me and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let's work on this on Shabbos. Work on our relationship with Hashem on Shabbos. Work on our davening on Shabbos. Work on our oneness with the Rebbeinu Shalom on Shabbos Kodesh. Vayavosar Yaakov Levado. Yaakov was alone. And Yaakov was alone and alone. He fell. He got damaged. Vayavi Kishimo. When you're alone, when you're not with Hashem, you could be damaged. How do we fix that? You want to fix it? Vayavasu Yaakov Levado with the three kolos is Gematria 849. Exactly, Gematria Kishabis Hayom Lashem. Kishabis Hayom Lashem. Exactly, Gematria 849. Through Shabbos Kodesh, I'm one with Hashem. I want to be one with Hashem. That's how we defeat Vayavasu Yaakov Levado. I'm one with Hashem on Shabbos. I'm one with Hashem always. And we have to carry it into the week. We have to have the bitachon all 7 days of the week. If you have the bitachon all 7 days of the week, you're with Hashem every day. What's seven times bitachon? Bitachon's ayin dalad, right? Famously. Bitachon's ayin dalad, 74. What's seven times 74? 7 times 74 is? What did you say? 518. 518 is exactly Gematria. 518. 518 is exactly Gematria. Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha. Famous Pasuk in Tehillim in Nunhei, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Throw onto Hashem all your burdens, v'hu yakaklecha. And He'll take care of you, He'll sustain you. Hashem's taking care of us always. We have no burdens if we have the ability to throw them on Hashem. It's all good. I defeat every war. Hashlik al Hashem Yahavcha. It's Gematria seven times bitachon. If I have bitachon every day, I throw it all on Hashem. It's all good. If you take God, Gimel Dalad, in Miloy, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed, Dalad Lamed Tav, you spell it all out with the koilo, is also exactly 518. You have Gimel Dalad, God, which the month of Elul is the month of God. Hashlecha Hashem Yahavcha, Bez Hashem is Baruch. Each and every one of us should be Zoicha. As we enter into Elul, and we're all trying to metaken ourselves, we're all trying to fix ourselves, we're all trying to prepare for Yom Narayim. It's not about all the details, although those are important. Let's build and rebuild and strengthen our amuna, our bitachon, our relationship with Hashem. And if we have that relationship with Hashem, ani l'doy d'v'doy d'li, Hashem will reveal how much He loves us. He loves us. But some of us feel it's benister. He'll reveal it with Mashiach Zakenu, with the Gula Shleimu, with Chesiv Yisrael Taiva, with Gugben Shiar, for each and every one of us. Amen.